This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Sean Preston.
Welcome to today's episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today we have a good neighbor on with us. It's Dean Ortoland from Signs of Innovation. How's it going?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Loving the greenery in the background.
Thank you.
And is that just right there at the front entrance of your business, right?
It is. It's our little lobby / waiting area.
Yeah, I've been there. Beautiful little spot.
Thanks.
So we've had the chance of meeting in the past and spending a little bit of time together. So I know a little bit about your business, but we haven't seen each other in a little while. And for the listeners, why don't we dive right into it? Why don't you tell us a little bit about your business?
My name's Dean Ortoland. I have a small sign shop in Barrie, Signs of Innovation. We specialize in vehicle graphics, lawn signage. We do some storefront signage. Love doing decals, custom decals for people. Anything really that a small business, someone opening a small business might need. That's what we love to do.
Is there anything you find that are a little bit more kind of popular versus other things when a small business is opening up?
A lot of times people are looking for branding to brand a vehicle. A lot of contractors want to get their name on their vehicle, name on their equipment. That really helps out a lot of people with that sort of small business. But anything from storefront window graphics, it all depends on the type of business, really.
Nice. Okay. So I like to try to unpack this the most I can and try to relate to as wide of an audience as we can. So, okay. So we're talking about small businesses or medium-sized businesses, any business really, but especially if you're opening up a new business, you're going to want to get that signage and get your name out there, something recognizable. What's the difference if I'm going to get a sign, you know, versus, you know, going somewhere else? What would be competitive advantage of coming to you guys for this kind of stuff?
One of the things that that kind of keeps us a little bit different is the fact that we are small. And when you're dealing with us, you're dealing with us, myself or my wife, Margo. When you come in and see us, we're the ones that are going to help you. We're the ones that are going to make the product, deliver the product, help you get what you need. So that's one of the things that really stands apart from other businesses. You know, we're local. So if you need something tomorrow, we're going to have it for you tomorrow. If it push comes to shove, it will be done and you will have it for when you need it.
Beautiful. I love that buy local. I'm a big proponent of that buy local movement. My significant other gets signs from you guys. You guys are embedded in the community and a part of us. And so super happy that we're on doing this. What's curious, I believe, for the listeners right now will be this journey. We're always curious, especially about our local businesses here in our market, to know what their journey has been like, what's their story, and why don't you tell everybody who's listening about your story and how did you guys get into doing what you're doing today?
Well, what happened was I was in the printing industry for 25 years, and I'd worked for many different printing companies, always down in the city. And I'd lost my job over the 25 years, about two times I'd lost my job, and one time I had quit. And for some reason, I always seemed to be working in the same neighborhood down by the science center. The last time I lost my job, I said to myself, I am done with this commute. You know, I don't spend time in the community that I live in. And I decided I've got to do something up here. So I'd met another person and who was my ex-business partner, and we started this sign business. Got out of the commuting and back into the community. And it really, really is amazing once you start working a small business in a community, how many people you start to meet. When you're commuting out of the area, you don't know anyone other than your direct neighbors. Now I can't go anywhere without running into someone who I've either done business with or know from another small business. It's just unbelievable. It's a total eye opener. You just don't realize what a bedroom community Barrie was. And I think it is changing because there are a lot of small businesses now, especially over the last few years. Things have really picked up in regards to small businesses and businesses moving to the area. So that's a little bit of our journey to where we are now.
Very cool. I would wholeheartedly agree with that sentiment. And being starting in January last year, living and growing up here, but not until I actually got into the active business community to really see, you know, how awesome everybody is, how much people care about wanting to help others. And everybody, you know, it's a small world, right? Like everybody knows everybody. I kind of starting to feel the same way. You're starting to go out and seeing other people, you know, at the same time, different places and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
It is. It's amazing. I just love the connection. You become like a giant family.
And yeah,
it's become one of those, I know someone who can do this. I know someone who can do that.
Totally.
I have people asking me who are not business owners. And my son is now a realtor and he's always asking me, hey, do you know someone who does this? I have a client that needs that. I have a client that needs this. And being able to offer that is just unbelievable. It's very fulfilling.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. That highway, I did that for 15 years. You did it for 25. My dad did it for 20. How did you do 25? That's crazy.
I honestly don't know. I was, when I'd lost my job the last time before I started this business, I was working for a company part-time that actually backed onto the highway. And there had been a snowstorm and I was outside shoveling the front walk and I was looking at the highways at a standstill. And I said to myself, that was really the straw. I said to myself, I can never do that again. I can't be on that road. And now I just, there's just no way. It's a game changer or a game breaker. If someone needs me or if I need to go to the city for something, I try to avoid it at all costs.
Like the plague, man. Same here. We had a conference a couple of weeks ago. I found myself on the 401. We started at like 11 o'clock. So getting there wasn't a problem, but it was leaving. And I had left early to make it back for the BA5 because I wouldn't miss one of those. And I ended up only being 10 minutes late, but I sat through traffic on the 401 to the 427, even to get over to the 407, which is going to cost you an arm and a leg. And it did. And it only saved me like maybe 15 crucial minutes. So I would have missed networking. And I just look back on that and say, I'm like, thank God I don't do this every single day. Cause every time I go down there, I just cringe to do it.
Yeah. When I first started doing it for the first few years, the traffic was nowhere near what it is now.
Oh yeah, totally.
But still, I mean, that was over 2 hours, 2.5 hours every day. You add that up over years and you realize how much of your life you've thrown away that was quality time that you should be spending with your family or taking care of your health, investing it in something other than sitting in a car.
Yeah, totally. You know, I missed the left arm tan, though. That was probably one of the only silver linings.
That's about it.
All right. So in your business, in the world of signs and designs, are there any like myths or misconceptions that you hear from customers?
One of the things that I do hear quite often is the fact that when they reach out to a sign company, people don't get back to them. And I see that from even some of my competitors, some of the people that I do work with outside of my business that are in the sign business, and I'll reach out for a quote or reach out for help on a project and I don't get a return. I don't get an email. I don't get a call back. That's something we really try to avoid. We try to make sure that if someone sends us an email, even if it's for the smallest thing, someone wants, you know, 5 stickers, we make sure we get back to them. It's important. It's someone else's time. And to another person, what they're looking for is of the utmost urgency and the utmost importance. It may not seem important to someone else, but to them, it is important.
Yeah, and you guys recognize that, you know, that's a major difference right there in a small business, local business that cares, and not just cares for, you know, just making a profit, but cares about it. Everybody and anybody who's going to reach out, even if it is for something small, like five stickers, you give people that kind of treatment. Well, guess what? They're going to turn around and say, hey, I need a big sign now after my five stickers got me some exposure. And next thing you know, they're coming back to you.
Yes, that's what we hope. That's the type of relationship we want to build. We don't like a customer that comes in and wants one thing and we never see again. We want to see customers who we can build relationships with that are going to come back to us and they're going to send people to us. That's your marketing force. That's your sales force. Satisfied customers. We all know the story of, you know, a small business can mess up once and it's detrimental. Yet you'll go through a drive-through of a big chain and they'll mess your order up every time, but you still keep going back.
Branding, baby. That's the power of branding for these crazy big businesses. And we're really happy to be able to deliver that, Jeff and I, to our local businesses here. Those are the things where a local business like that can mess up, but they'll still keep coming back to that small business. We're happy to be a part of that.
That's awesome.
So I met your son and you guys came out, I think it was in Q1 earlier this year at a networking event at BA5. And we had some pretty cool conversations, got to know you a little bit. But for our listeners here, if you're not working on the business or working with Margot in the business, what do you guys like to do for fun?
I'm on the executive and I'm a member of the Berry Hunters and Anglers Conservation Club. So we just finished wrapping up about a month-long process volunteering with the youth group there, collecting maple sap and boiling maple syrup. So that's something that we love to do. We love to get out in the outdoors and try and make some sort of an impact on the youth in the area. And that's one of the main things we like to do. We like to do a little fishing, like to do some boating, spending time in this area. It's amazing what a great area we have and how much it has to offer.
Totally. I love the fishing, love the boating. Never been fully involved in the entire process of maple syrup. But I remember as a kid going up north to, you know, one of these school trips we went and they took the maple syrup right out and they put it right on the ice with the stick and twirled around. We got to eat that. I vividly remember all of that stuff. A very Canadian thing to do and definitely right up my alley.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Everything still smells of smoke, even though we've washed it numerous times. My truck still smells of smoke because it was too close to where we're burning the trees and burning the wood and boiling the sap.
Crazy stuff. Yeah, I had a fire on the weekend. I gave my one of my outdoor jackets to Chanel, my daughter, and she it's a normal jacket, but you know, you figure it's got plaid on it, so it's like, all right, she could wear it by the fire and then fully forgetting. So I go for a walk in it yesterday, it's just all it does is smell like smoke from the weekend.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a good smell.
It is a good smell, definitely. Unless you're in public, then you worry a little bit about that kind of stuff. But so fishing, tell me a little bit more. What kind of fishing do you like to do?
We do a little bit of river fishing. So this area is great for trout and salmon. Got quite a few rivers that they live in. And we do a little bit of bass and pike fishing, a little bit of pickerel fishing from our boat. We have a family cottage my wife's family has had for, 70 years, I think.
Nice.
Cottage and their family has been on the lake for over 100. And so we get to go there quite often on the weekends and spend a lot of time attempting to fish, let's say. We spend a lot of time fishing but not catching. But that's all right. It's still therapeutic just casting a line into the water and retrieving your lure.
I would agree with that 100%. That's one of the best things to do. It's a dream of mine to get a piece of land up north and to build something of my own. And really happy you guys get to do that. That sounds like a lot of fun. My one of my most fondest fishing memories, we were up in just north of Wawa. So by Sault Ste. Marie, we have friends of ours have a cabin that her dad built by hand in the mid-50s. And they've since kind of taken over and added a little bit onto it and stuff like that. But you can only get there by ATV or by boat. And so if you're going there in the wintertime, by snowmobile, because we can cross the lakes. And we've been there in winter and summer. But this one summertime we went and we were river fishing using like a little number two MEPS and just casting in for speckled trout. And we caught, you know, four or five of them just walking up where we parked the ATVs there. We were having like a nice, just like a lunch. And then we ended up getting to have a shore lunch because me and my sisters, and we were all kids. Like we were, I don't know, I was the oldest. I was maybe 16. And my youngest sister caught the biggest one and the thing almost pulling her in the river. Like it was the coolest thing ever.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Love stories like that. Things like that last your lifetime. You'll always remember that.
100%. So sometimes in life, it'll take us on different paths and different directions. It'll hand us a deck of cards that might not be the most ideal. And people go through challenges. They go through hardships in life and some of it not necessarily in our control. But I've always said I've been quite impressed at the resiliency of human beings and how they're able to overcome these. And sometimes there are silver linings that come through this. We learn things, we try to become better through knowledge and having gone through these, or at least pass along information to others, educate, try to make the world a better place. Have you ever been through a challenge or a life hardship in your life that you've overcame and maybe you learned a few things from it?
We have actually, we've been through a few. like I said, I had lost my job several times, and you just try to reinvent yourself. You either look for a job in the same industry, or like I've done with this business, I'd lost my job and started something fresh. We started Signs of Innovation 12 years ago. It's had its ups and downs, and after all the lockdowns, that was definitely a low point. Everyone thought that was the worst part of it, but really coming through that and the end of it was actually the worst part of it. So we're actually at a rebuilding stage right now. We're trying to climb out of debt from what happened and all the lockdowns and loss of business. And we're hopefully on the other side of it now. We're slowly climbing out, and it's once again a fresh start. But like we're going through right now with the weather, spring's here, it's a fresh start. So you just have to be positive and look at it that way. You can't just keep saying the negative and seeing the negative and blaming everything on the past. You have to see some positive and make some adjustments, of course, and just move forward. You just got to keep moving, as slow as it may be, moving forward every day, one step at a time.
Yeah, certainly. Positive mindset has a lot to do with a lot of different things. A lot of research on that stuff and the science behind it. Being able to have a positive outlook and really help trudge through difficult times, regardless of where you are in your life. So really, really happy to see that you guys have that mindset, that you made it on the other side. Really happy to have you on the show so we can help spread that message, as Julie and I are big fans of you guys. And we know you do a great job, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys continue to flourish from that perspective.
Awesome. Greatly appreciated. Thank you very much for allowing me to have this opportunity and for allowing other businesses in the area to do the same. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're trying to do that goodwill, try to connect people with the right, being connectors of humans ourselves. This will just be another way we'll be able to do it.
For sure.
What's one thing that you wish that our listeners knew about your business?
One thing? The most important thing, that we're a small family-run business. We're here to help people. It's not all about making money. Of course, you know, you need to make a living. You need to keep the roof over your head and the food in your belly. But Being able to help people, that is our number one goal.
Beautiful. Well said. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. If people are interested, maybe they need to sign a vehicle wrap. Maybe they'd like to find out a little bit more information about you guys and to connect with you. What would be the best way that they can go ahead and do that?
They could check out our website, signsofinnovation.ca, or email us at design@signsofinnovation.ca.
Wonderful stuff. Well, great conversation. Happy to see you again. Looking forward to seeing you at the networking events in the future and hopefully another opportunity to do this down the road. So thank you again.
Thank you and take care.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Midhurst. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpmidhurst.com. That's gnpmidhurst.com or call 705-413-3775.